Well, in Beijing, they would wish clean air would be rolling off the lips of officials as they talk about the Olympics, which are slated to begin exactly 30 days from today. But as the countdown to D-Day has begun, the city is still failing to meet international air quality standards. Right now, we're joined on the line by BBC correspondent James Reynolds, who has actually tested the air. Welcome, James. How polluted is it?
Well, what was it? Willie Nelson said blue skies, nothing but blue skies. He wouldn't see that here. We tested for 7 days in Beijing. We found that on one day, Beijing met the WHO's preferred guideline for airborne particles. On 4 days, it met a much easier interim target set by the World Health Organization. But on 2 days, we found that the pollution levels here were dramatically above any WHO standards. We've spoken to scientists who say that if this carries on, endurance events should be rescheduled.
Exactly, because there has been a tremendous amount of concern on the part of athletes, say if you're running a marathon or 100 meters or even doing some swimming. There have been reports that some athletes were preparing, were working out in the midst of some kind of pollution. But I guess the real question here is China has reportedly spent somewhere around $40 billion preparing for this Olympics. Clearly, clean air was at the top of the agenda. Why isn't it cleaner? And do you think they'll be ready come August 8th?
Right. The real point here is that in trying to look good for the games, Beijing has made its air look bad. It's built so many buildings that there is so much dust in the air and particles in the air that the air is clogged up. So in trying to look good for everyone who's coming, it's actually made its situation worse. Well, that's the problem it's facing.
James, maybe they should actually change the events a little bit. Instead of the marathon, it should be the sulfur dioxide marathon.
Or the 5-meter sprint.
Right, the 5-meter sprint. Yeah, that would work. I mean, I can imagine what it's like to breathe the air in Beijing, but to run 100, it seems like you would do permanent damage to yourself.
Scientists we've spoken to say you wouldn't do permanent damage, but you would do acute temporary damage, i.e. if you ran the marathon, you'd feel pretty painful. But I should say that Beijing is going to impose some temporary emergency measures. Essentially, in a few weeks' time, it's going to tell this city to stop. It's going to take cars off the roads. It's going to shut down building and construction sites. It's giving itself 19 days for the particles and the dust to settle so that
James, how do they know that will work?
They don't. They're hoping that it will. We've spoken to scientists who say that it's now down to fate, because here's the problem. Beijing's in a bowl. It's surrounded by mountains, and the fate for the pollution relies on the wind. Sometimes the wind blows away Beijing's pollution, but here's the critical one. Sometimes it blows in pollution from neighboring provinces. If that happens during the Olympic Games, there is nothing the government can do about it.
But with the history of China, I mean, you got the Long March, you got the Cultural Revolution. I mean, you could imagine the Chinese government saying, everybody stand outside with some cardboard and start, like, waving, and we're going to blow the dust away.
They've also been trying to make weather there for years. Do they have any big fans in the sky ready to go?
They have cloud seeding techniques, which is where they go and fire rockets, I think, into the clouds to seed them with water to flush out the pollution. But here's the problem. We've had lots of rain in the last week or two, and occasionally you have blue skies, but more often than not, you simply have haze. So it's coming down to these last-minute measures where people will have to stop their cars, stop building sites. You're not even allowed to spray paint outside from July the 20th. But that's the problem. In order for the skies to be blue, this city has to stop. And that is not a long-term strategy.
BBC correspondent James Reynolds, we're going to check in with you again in 2 weeks and see how things are going. Thank you.
James Reynolds watching the air for us in Beijing. You know, people talked about the Athens Olympics not being able to make it, and they ended up
but
making it.
But that was building. That was structural.
The air is different.
The air is different because the bottom line is it doesn't sound like they really can say with any certainty what it's going to look like on the day the Olympics begins.
Big fans, Stephen? That was a good idea.
You want a piece of trivia to bring home to your kids?
Yeah.
Cloud seeding was pioneered in Schenectady, New York, under General Electric and military program, and the lead guy on it was Kurt Vonnegut's older brother.
Really?
Trying to make it rain. Yep.
If you know Kurt Vonnegut's older brother, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show.
We've heard from some of you about a summer song.
Hi, my name's John. I'm from New Jersey. And my summer song is Don Henley's Boys of Summer.
That's a good one. That actually is a good one. That reminds me of, what, like 1987 or something like that. Here's another one.
Yes, my name is Brian Clark. I'm calling from Boston, and my summer song is Summer Madness by Kool and the Gang.
Yes!
What year?
That I don't remember.
It's 1845,
I think. No, that's in the 80s. I love that song.
And
actually,
the takeaway for this hour is,
it is not our job to make GM succeed.
No more calls. We have a winner, and it's Stephen Dubner.
And on our website, www.thetakeaway.org, you can also check out our new Facebook game, the 2008 Veep Stakes. You can buy and sell potential candidates for Obama and McCain.
We're on YouTube, iTunes. Reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
It's The Takeaway.